So the temple figures prominently in both of the readings today, the Old Testament reading from the book of Maccabees, and we hear about the establishment of an eight-day feast that would be held annually, and it would be a joyful time with songs and harps and flutes and cymbals and praising God for the success of their retaking the temple. And we have to know a little bit of the history, which we've gone over the last few days at Mass, that the Maccabees had risen up in rebellion against Antiochus Epiphanes, who had taken over the temple and put the abominable, horrible, they desecrated the temple by putting probably either a statue of himself on the main altar or something else like that. But nonetheless, so the Maccabees had enough and they raised up in rebellion against this the Greek army, if you will, and eventually defeated them. And now comes the time to rededicate the temple. And that's what we read about, the rededication of the temple. And it's an eight-day feast. What do we call an eight-day feast in the Catholic Church? What do you call that? An octave. We have the octave of Christmas, and we have the octave of Easter, and we have like an octave of Pentecost. So where we celebrate these things, not just on the day of, but we're supposed to celebrate, we're supposed to have like a week's worth of remembering the great event, okay? We're not so good at that anymore, all right? But nonetheless, so the Jews, they would have, it's also called the Feast of Lights, okay? The Feast of Lights. And if you drive by a Jewish house and you see a menorah in the window, and they light the lights on the days of Hanukkah, okay? And so you've all seen a lot of menorahs are seven branches, and then some of them are nine branches. And the nine branches would be the menorahs made for the Feast of Lights, the Feast of the Dedication of the Temple. And so all of that, there it is. This is kind of where it's established. Where else do we hear about the Feast of Lights or the Feast of the Dedication? Jesus goes to the temple during this feast time. In fact, in the Gospel of John, almost every major event in Jesus's life and ministry happens around a particular feast day. And one of the feasts that's highlighted by Jesus's ministry is Hanukkah, or the Feast of Lights, or the Feast of the Dedication of the Temple. So the temple, how important was the temple to the Jewish people? It could not have been more important. It was the center place of their religious worship. It was the place of pilgrimage. It was the place even of banking and that kind of stuff. It was an incredibly important place. And this is why Jesus is so irritated, because they've taken, and the temple was where God dwelled with his people. And everybody would go to the temple and pray. And they turned it from a place of prayer into what? What was it called? What did Jesus call it? A den of thieves. And when Jesus was making it very clear that he was about restoring and reforming the temple, what was the reaction? We have to kill him. Now, we all know, I hope you all know, because I've said this over and over again, this temple that was in Jerusalem was just anticipating the coming of the real temple. And I can say, what is the real temple, or who is the real temple? Jesus is. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will rebuild it. He was talking about his body, and that we are members of the body of Christ through baptism, confirmation, and Holy Communion. So we are living stones in the temple. That's what we're supposed to be. And our temple is a sacred thing. Our body is a sacred, sacred dwelling place of God. The Holy Spirit is supposed to dwell in us. And sometimes when we live our faith, we stand out from the world. And when we stand out from the world, sometimes the world wants to put the light out. And there are, you know, so this is the spiritual battle. Today, I want to at least just very briefly mention why I'm wearing the red vestment, the Vietnamese martyrs, hundreds upon hundreds, who knows how many, maybe thousands and thousands of people of Vietnam were murdered over the centuries of Christianity. Not very good records kept. So when John Paul II decided he would dedicate or have a feast of the Vietnamese martyrs, he lumped them all together, you know. And so we have in Biloxi, there was a big Vietnamese community after the, you know, basically the collapse of Vietnam and the war ended. Lots of refugees came and they established a community in Biloxi, and there's a Catholic church in Biloxi. And what do you think it's called? Vietnamese Martyrs. That's a Vietnamese Martyrs Catholic Church in Biloxi. So today, let me remind you that the temple of God is, it's not in Jerusalem. It's right here. It's right at this tabernacle. It's you and me who have been baptized and confirmed, brought into the body of Christ, that the presence of God should be in us. And it is a constant, constant reality that the world tries to defile the temple of God with money and all of the other things that can defile something sacred. So we pray today that we would be living stones in the temple of God. We've got to be God's presence in the world.